On April 17th, 2019, Chicago White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson hit a home run to left field. But the home run was not the story published by news outlets later that day. Instead, the stories came from Anderson's next plate appearance, when he was struck by a fastball out of the right hand of Kansas City Royals pitcher Brad Keller. 10 seconds later, the benches were cleared. The reason for the hit by pitch? An overhead toss of the bat back towards his own dugout by Anderson. A bat flip. This was not an isolated incident. Every year there is conflict between pitchers and hitters when a hitter flips his bat after a home run. Fans are not shy in taking sides. Sophomore Sourab Rezai plays baseball at UI. He enjoys watching the added emotion in baseball, and he thinks others do too.
It makes the game more exciting. So basically, you've got a lot of people, right, who think watching baseball is boring. Personally, I don't agree with that. I see the game through a different perspective. But, like, people who do see it as boring, like, it might add more excitement to the game.
Johnny Linden graduated from UHI in 2020 after playing baseball each year of high school. He does not share Sorab's appreciation for the bat flip.
I think they're really bad for the game of baseball, to be completely honest.
According to Sourab, bat flips are a way to excite your own team, not to disrespect the pitcher.
Obviously, like, you're trying to make your team more excited, trying to maybe, like, it's like a tense game, right? You're playing this team, it's maybe a playoff game, you want to get your team pumped.
But to Johnny, such a celebration should not be necessary.
The home run should amp up your team enough. If your team doesn't get amped up after a home run, that seems like their problem.
The reality is that, oftentimes, pitchers do take issue to bat flips. Brad Keller clearly did. And according to Johnny, this is warranted.
You shouldn't be disrespected because you did something good, you know? You can do something good and be respectful at the same time.
Sourab, however, said the batter has earned the right to celebrate if they hit a home run.
You know, they made a bad pitch, they gotta deal with it, and that's their fault, so there's no reason to get mad at the batter.
When he looks through the lens of someone not as familiar with baseball as he is, Sourab said he can see how more emotion and celebration would be appealing.
I'd say through the perspective of the audience, bat flipping makes baseball a lot more fun to watch and more interesting to watch.
According to Johnny, the potential appeal to newcomers in the sport does not outweigh the disrespectful implications behind a bat flip.
I just think, you know, when you throw the bat, you're demoralizing the opponent, you're demoralizing the game, you know, you're disrespecting the baseball godfathers before you.
Anti-bat flippers like Johnny remain active in arguments across social media and within households. But the bat flip and the added emotion it brings to baseball has made its way into the younger generation of baseball players, and it does not appear to be stopping anytime soon. Reporting for the UHI Midway, this is Colin Leslie.